When Rachel shot her husband, she was on a boat in Boston Harbor. Her husband remained on his feet for only the briefest of time, 7 seconds, 10, before he fell over the stern and into the water. But in those final seconds, a catalog of emotion found his eyes. There was dismay, self-pity, terror, an abandonment so total it took 30 years off his life and turned him into a 10-year-old before her eyes. Anger, of course, outrage. A sudden and fierce determination, as if, even as the blood spilled from his heart and over the hand he'd cupped below it, he'd be okay, he'd be fine, he'd get through this. He was strong, after all. He'd created everything of value in his life by force of will alone, and he could will himself out of this. Then the dawning realization, no, he couldn't. He looked right at her as the most incomprehensible of emotions staked its claim and subsumed all others. Love, which was impossible, and yet there was no mistaking it. Wild, helpless, pure, blooming and splattering in tandem with the blood on his shirt. He mouthed it, as he often did from the other side of crowded rooms. I love you.